is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans and joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're drinking and we certainly ain't driving. That's why we got a ticket in hand, because we're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus, as we always do here at the top of every single Fade 5 episode. Plus 100 odds or greater is a requirement. Lundy, with the Super Bowl now in the rear view, football season donezo, I don't count the UFL. Give me some action somewhere else, good sir, and look at you going to a sport I know and absolutely love. Give the masses what I feel could be a winner, Lundy.
Well, I think it could be, and I'm glad to hear you say that, actually, because I wasn't sure how you were going to react to this one. On the Super Bowl edition, I gave you AJ Marner.
You did.
So now I'm going to turn around and give all of that money back to my friends over at BetMGM. Let's take the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They are on the road. They're in Tempe. They're taking on Arizona State. I'm just going to take, they're catching three. So if you want to do the points, go for it. But I'm going to take them straight up on the money line. They got absolutely obliterated in Tucson. I mean, that was ugly. That was really ugly. But I also believe, A, this Arizona State team stinks, y'all. And Oklahoma State, like, you know, they talk about the bubble. Brad, where do you have them right now? Probably on the outside looking in, right?
Yeah, they're the next four out at the top of that list. But if they won tonight, they could jump to the first four out. So, yes, they're in the conversation to maybe get an at-large berth.
Yeah, and so I think what happens is you get a team that got absolutely smoked in Tucson. Again, you know, it happens. I mean, Arizona's good, right? Except the party that was at my last night with the Jayhawks. I think Oklahoma State bounces back. I think they know they need to win this game. I think it's an Arizona State team that isn't going anywhere. They've lost four out of the last five, something like that. And so I think the Cowboys go in and steal this one. So forget the plus three. I'm going to take them on the money line, 125 over at BetMGM.
All right, excellent call there. Lundy, I had another ticket to the portfolio to win a national title. Who is it on? Chomp down, baby, a repeat champ. How about the Florida Gators at 16-1? And I grabbed this over the weekend, and that's still the price currently at BetMGM. They're very much are the Gators in the driver's seat in the SEC. Hell, they're minus 700 now to take that conference. I remember a few episodes back, we talked about Florida being an excellent value to win the SEC when they're kind of struggled early on in that conference slate. They were a plus 260 then. Hopefully it listened and tailed, because they're practically the G word, the L word, to win the whole thing, come the end of the regular season. Though Kentucky could push them this weekend in Gainesville, as Big Blue Nation is starting to really rev the engine. But I think the Florida Gators starting to showcase the goods to possibly cut down the nets yet again. This year's Final Four, about an hour and 45 minutes east of Casa de Evans in Indianapolis, Indiana. And look, this Gator team has the best front court in all college basketball. Ruben Chinyelu, I think, is the best rebounder in college basketball. Alex Condon, you got Thomas Hawk. And it just comes out of the backcourt. What you're going to get out of Boogie Flynn is playing more consistent basketball. And Xavier Lee. Over last month, they're only shooting 31% from three. So that is an area of weakness. But again, they're the best rebounding team in college hoops. They're top 30 in EFG defense over last month. And also over the last 30 days, Lundy, a span of eight games, they're numero dos. Overall, according to Mark Tolrick, the only team ahead of them right now, the Houston Cougars, are always dangerous given the style of play. But if they get the right draw, I think Florida's got a decent chance of winning back-to-back national titles. So give me Todd Golden's group plus 1,600 to do exactly that at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it on another Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. I'm going to take an over on a game and a team I just mentioned, the Houston Cougars. They're going to be on the road in Salt Lake City taking on the Utah Utes. And I think Houston's going to be able to really score and score often in this one. I like the over at 142.5 in this game and a -110 there at BetMGM. Look at the particulars. Again, as already mentioned, Cornabar Torrick over the last 30 days, no team in college basketball ranks overall higher than the Cougs. Whereas Utah, well, they're in a flat number 100. This is not a tournament team. This is not an NIT team. Hell, this is not even a CBI level Utah Utes team. Rick Majerus, rest in peace. We miss you and your coaching skills as well. You look at Houston. Yeah, they tend to slow you down a little bit of the half court. Number 349 adjusted tempo, but them an outstanding offensively last 30 days. Number 74 EFG offense, shooting 57.5% from two, 34% from three. They're top 40 in EFG defense, but their calling card, second chance opportunities, they kill you with the offensive rebounds and pressure defense, the best on-ball pressure defense in college basketball, and Utah tends to be sloppy, so that could lead to easy sprint outs and conversions. I look at Utah, they're just over 300, Lundy, in EFG defense over the last 30 days, and their biggest area of weakness defensively is in the paint, and that's where Houston feasts. So put all together, I think Houston, they may hang 90, 95 in this one. It's a question of how many points will Utah get. I think they get just enough to hit the over at 142.5. Numero cinco on the countdown, -110 at BetMGM. I don't know why it keeps disappearing on me. Lundy, pay to follow.
It just doesn't like you. It's just, look, we two podcasts ago, we couldn't hear you. The last podcast, yeah, we couldn't see you. It's just right now you are technologically challenged, and I really don't have a better way of putting it than that. I think they can hit this 142 number. Utah does lean to the over on the season when it comes to their over under bets. So as far as I'm concerned, go ahead and jump on this one. This seems like a low total, especially when Houston should be able to have a huge chunk of that number by themselves.
Oh, Lundy, I figured it out. There's a timer button. I'm smart.
Number four.
All right, numero cinco here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade Five Countdown. Actually, it's numero cuatro. It's the second game listed here on the countdown, and that is Villanova -9.5 taking on Woeful Marquette. Man, it's been a long season for Shaka Smart and friends. They're in Milwaukee, the not-so-good land there, Alice Cooper, -110. At BetMGM on this offering, and I think they're going to be able to cover and win by 10+ going away. You look at Nova, a team that is very much in the NCAA tournament right now. If the tournament started today, I have them projected as number 7 seed. Latest edition of the bracket, big board. Check it out for free there at thegamingjuice.com. This team is playing pretty good hoop right now. They tend to slow you down, live in the half court, but they're number 72 in EFG offense last 30 days. Defensively decent, but not outstanding, not really locking it down at 156 in EFGD. They really score you off the bounce. That is their specialty in calling card, where they're netting 55.5% inside the arc. Their three-point percentage defense also been outstanding at 31.1%, again, over their last 8 games. They can get roughed up on the glass, but here's the good news. Marquette, this is where they rank, Lundy, in their last 8 games nationally. 280+ in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage. So both teams, they don't exactly squeeze the orange. By any stretch of the imagination, you throw into the Marquette is 228 in EFG defense over their last 8 games. I think Villanova is going to sprint away and, again, win by probably 10 to 15 in the end. All I need is for them to win this sucker by double figures, and we cover. Again, so numero cuatro here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade Five Countdown. Wow, wow, wow! Give me the Wildcats, -9.5 against the Eagles of Marquette, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
You can just tell you Marquette on the road. A terrible team, Villanova. I just, everything about this just screams Nova by like 15. I'm sorry. I just, the way these two teams match up. And you know, I've been forced to pay attention to all of this because of the Olympic break, and I can't watch my hockey guys. I just have to bet on Olympic hockey, which is just weird.
It is weird. I don't know why you just don't bet on curling. Sweep hard
number three.
All right, numero tres here, the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to a game Lundy featured, and he likes Oklahoma State on the money line down there in Tempe. This one apparently is on a timer as well, so let me go ahead and hit that off because, I'm learning things, folks, here in real time with the podcast, and apparently that is not an option right now. So it's on a 60-second timer, so it's going to be there for a minute. But I like the over at 161.5 in this game. Lighter juice at a minus 105 there at BetMGM. This has come down a couple of ticks from the open of 163.5. And I really don't understand why, because you look at all the particulars. Oklahoma State, the last 30 days, number 70 in the country in adjusted tempo. Look at Arizona State, a team that prefers a brisker pace as well. Number 109, Bobby Hurley's bunch in that category. And the other good news is this. Neither team plays a lick of defense. The Cowboys, in their last eight games, number 335 in EFG defense nationally. Arizona State, a little bit better, but still woeful at number 268. So this is going to be zip, 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 up and down. A few challenges or contests. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. You got a pretty close spread. Overtime could come into play. On my 60 seconds is apparently up. So I'm putting it back there on the screen for you, consumers of this podcast on YouTube. So put it all together, Lundy. Do you double down again? You're on the Cowboys on the money line. You're going to ride with me on the over. Numero tres, Oklahoma State, Arizona State, 161.5 at a minus 105 at BetMGM. Better follow.
Yeah, I mean, I like him on the money line. I think that if I were going to try to do a same game parlay, Brad, I probably would you know, hedge my bet a little bit on Oklahoma State. Maybe take them like plus 5.5, plus, you know, 6.5, something like that. Again, the regular spread right now is at 3. And then you could take this total, bring it down a little bit, do that at BetMGM, and you're probably going to find yourself in that plus 110, 115, 120 range. So if you don't trust my money line gut on the Cowboys for this evening, that's another way you can play this one, because I'm with you on the over. I think OK State is good for at least 80. In this one, again, I think they're going to bounce back from the BS that we saw in Tucson. I think they're going to perform a lot better in Tempe. And part of that is going to be scoring against a Sun Devils team that's just, they're just disheveled. They are. And Oklahoma State better take advantage of this, because if they don't, that's going to be a massive black eye for them when we talk about where they sit in the bracket big board for sure.
Yeah, do it for the resume and giddy up, Cowboys and Sun Devils. And if you want to giddy up on some more college basketball hot stinking takes, go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. It's absolutely free. Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet lives there. My always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet also lives there on the site. All college basketball all the time for me this time of year. Lundy dabbling a little bit of everything, especially dropping the puck and making some bucks. And the NHL, even on the siesta right now. Again, he's trying to get his hockey fix with Olympic hockey. Godspeed to your bankroll as a result of that. You can ask me a question. My bracket big board lives there, updating it every single day now through Selection Sunday. So what do I have projected for your favorite college team? Who's in, who's out, who's on the bubble, who's on that one seed line? Go to thegamingjuice.com and check for yourself. So again, go to the site, click Canverse and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here, Lundy. Let's live in a great situational spot, shall we? I'm going to go with the Hurricanes to blow through North Carolina. I'm going to lay a point and a half on that line for the Canes at home there in SoFly. Even money, plus 100, and I booked this at the score bet. Why is this a great situational spot? Well, North Carolina coming off the highest of highs over the weekend, knocking off their arch nemesis, their arch rival, the Duke Blue Devils, with a Seth Trimble three in the last second, Lundy. It's up and it's good. Oh, pandemonium in Chapel Hill. That's exactly what it was. So they're due for a letdown. And Miami is one of those teams precariously sitting on the bubble right now, has them, on the, I have the Canes right now on the 11 seed line. They could really use this to bolster the overall resume and get another quality win under the belt. And if you break it down with the statistical scout, I like to call it, you look at Miami their last 30 days, 48 in Torvik, Carolina at 16 spots higher, number 32 in the category. Not that big of a gap there. Miami team is number 68 EFG offense, defensively a little bit suspect at number 237 in EFGD over that stretch. Pretty good in limiting second chance opportunities. The strength there is on the defensive glass. The key for them is going to be, I think, shooting threes with Renault, Donaldson, and Malevich, because you look at Carolina, they can absolutely score the rock. They're top 30 in the country in EFG offense in their last eight games. However, 262 in EFG defense, and it gets far worse. I get more granular. They're 358, Lundy, nearly dead last in three-point percentage. D in their last eight contests, giving up 41.9% from way downtown. So bang, bang, and bang again. Bang it home from along the arc, Miami Hurricanes. You achieve that, you're going to be a full-blown Category 5 in this game. And score me the cover on a very low line, that being -1.5. So again, numero dos on the countdown on this Tuesday. Miami, -1.5 against North Carolina, +100. Little baby today's bad juice there at the score bet. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm just going to pass. I don't have a good feel for this game. I get the excitement. I get the pandemonium, but it is a coin flip type of game. This should be one where you do the middle trick, right? Where you just take each team like +8.5 or something like that. I don't know. I don't have a good feel for this one. So I will fade from a standpoint that this is a game that's going to be fun to watch. There's a handful of great games tonight. This is going to be a fun one to watch. This is not one I'm going to bet on.
You know what Lundy is? A downright coward.
Number one.
All right, numero uno. Hopefully, Lundy's actually going to side with me on one side or the other here. The top play on this Tuesday, I got to roll with the Huskers. I'm going to busk for the Husk, Lundy. Give me Nebraska on the money line at home inside Pinnacle Bank. They're taking on the Purdue Boilermakers, and hopefully Purdue's not going to come in like the ILL and rob that freaking bank. +104, and if you apply the odds boost at DraftKings, that's how you achieve that plus money on the standard money line. All they got to do is win, and I think they will. They've been outstanding at home. The only loss that they have at home is against my ILL. They've been outstanding all season long. Fred Hoiberg, a front runner for National Coach of the Year for all the right reasons. You'll go to Nebraska over the last 30 days. They're number 7 in Bart Torvik. Purdue in a bit of a slump right now. They're at number 28. The offense is still firing, not quite on all cylinders, but they're playing well above average. It's the defense that is the issue. I mean, Braden Smith's amazing. He's arguably the best point guard in the country. Him and Jeremy Fears out of Michigan State. Keaton Wagler's in that conversation for the ILL as well. Big Ten's got guards galore. But what I like is the collective execution of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They are just so markedly efficient. Ball movement and quick shots that they usually make, especially Price Sanford's. Rank Mask is back and healthy. And a guy that can bang low in the post. They move the ball crisply. When they find an open man, they play kind of a pack line style of defense. So there's always a couple of bodies right around the rim that make those shots all the more difficult. Nebraska, again, last 30 days, number 12 in EFG offense, 164 in EFG defense. A team that forces a lot of turnovers. The team does a pretty good job, especially on defensive glass. Meanwhile, you look at Purdue, they're only number 350, Lundy. 350 in EFGD. In their last eight games, they're giving up 59.2% from two, 37.6% from three. A defensive rebounding, that is a plus with Clough, with Kaufman-Wren. Though Kaufman-Wren's kind of been off. Again, the offense has been outstanding for much of the season. They're shooting 36.5% from distance the last 30 days. Fletcher Lawyer has all of a sudden come alive. He could be an X factor in this game. But Pinnacle Bank, it's going to be packed to the gills. It's kind of an underestimated, underrated arena. And college basketball, it's got to be rowdy. It's got to be raucous. I think you're going to feed off that energy or the Huskers.
And I think they're going to take down PU in this one. So give me Nebraska on the money line against the Boilers. Not boiler up, boiler down. Plus 104 at DraftKings with the odds boost. My top play of the day, Lundy. Better follow.
I agree with you. I think the Huskers get it done. This is a legit Nebraska team. They're going to be rocking at home. Purdue's coming in, and I think this is going to be, this is the game I'm looking forward to tonight. Same way I was KU and Arizona last night. But I think Nebraska gets it done. I mean, I would lay the 1.5 if you want, but again, if DK is giving you a boost on the money line, take it.
Yeah, and hopefully this one will be sweat-free. But thank you to the Kansas Jayhawks last night, your wife's beloved Kansas Jayhawks, because I only hit not only on my SGP, but I bet them at halftime on the live money line at plus 240. Cha-ching! Way to go, guys. Even without Darren Peterson. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I got cramps. Oh, something's not right with me. There's always something going on with that guy, but they still got the job done. All right, it's time for bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, whether in college basketball, which all of a sudden has all your undivided attention, whether you're looking at the, I don't know, Olympics, the NBA is a possibility. All I ask is for you to give me at least just one more damn bet. So give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. I'll give you one more. This is really all I've got, folks. I mean, hockey's not going on right now. I already gave you my plus odds. I told you that I like Brad's over in the Oklahoma State, Arizona State game as well. But let me give you one more, and it'll be in the association. There's only four games going on tonight, but let's go to H-Town. That is where the Clippers will be, and Kawhi Leonard. Give me the under on 28.5 points for Kawhi Leonard tonight at a minus 115 juice. Snagged that one over at BetMGM. Two matchups against Houston back in December. He went over this number. He had 41 in one of the games, but he also only had 24 in the other. And that one was in Houston. Houston plays strong defense, and they also, there's two things that Houston does that are the reason why I want to play the under on this one. First and foremost, they play really good three-point defense, and Kawhi Leonard requires those outside shots to be able to get over the number. And in fact, if you go back and look at the one in December when he scored the 41, he was making shots from the outside. Houston, I think, clamps down that defense more at home in H-Town, and therefore I think he's going to struggle from three. And then the other reason why, if you go and look at some of these big score games that Kawhi has had over the course of, you know, the last 6 weeks or so, he's getting to the free throw line. Okay. Houston commits the second fewest personal fouls per game in the NBA. They're disciplined. They don't do stupid fouls. And if Kawhi can't get the three pointers, and I think Houston's defense will keep him somewhat contained. And if he can't get to the line, then I think he comes in underneath this number. I think 28.5 is too high. So I will take the under as he goes on the road against Houston. Otherwise, Brad, I'm trying to find some good curling bets, some alpine. just give me all the fun. Give me all of the fun in the Olympics. I will toe pick. I'll just enjoy that as much as I can. And I'll wait for hockey to return upcoming.
Yeah, I'll have ample opportunity to bet on skiing events, luge. I hear you're kind of in the background a diehard skeleton fan.
Oh yeah,
as well. So
yes,
yeah, I know you're down with all that.
Give me all of the sports that you just like. I mean, come on, cross country skiing and then shooting.
Yeah.
So you're an expert. Fun. So much fun. All right, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's get the team on. Those parlay play out there. I'm not going to give any reasoning. I'm just going to read this all. Five-leg money line, folks. All these teams got to do is just win, baby. Leg numero uno, ILL. Illinois taking on Wisconsin. Leg numero dos, give me Duke. Leg numero tres, give me SMU at home. Leg numero cuatro, give me Arkansas on the road against LSU. And leg numero cinco, give me Iowa State on the road. So again, Illinois, Duke, SMU, Arkansas, Iowa State, all five grab the dub. We cash in at plus 132 there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Elsewhere in bonus time, Lundy, I got three NBA props that I like. I'm just going to read them off to you. Jalen Brunson, 4+ assists, taking on the Indiana Pacers at a -110. He's done this in 3 of his last 5. The LA Clippers taking on Houston. Give me Kawhi Leonard, but I'm going to live in the land down under on 4.5. Assists at a -110, which has done 2 of his last 3 games. And numero tres, give me Austin Reeves. 5+ rebounds, and I grabbed that at DraftKings at +125. The reason why I like this, the Spurs have allowed the second most opponent rebounds per game over the last 10 games. So again, Brunson, 4+ dimes at a -110. Kawhi under 4.5 assists at -110. Austin Reeves, 5+ rebounds, +125. That's the action I got in the NBA. Elsewhere in college basketball, I got more plays on the spreadsheet, so be sure to check it out. I'm going to give you 2 more real quick. Two-leg money line parlay. Both these teams got to take care of business because BYU is living in Siberia right now. They're on the road in Waco taking on the Baylor Bears. Give me the Cougs to get right and get the win. So just all they got to do is win at Baylor, and they're giving Virginia on the road at Florida State. So BYU money line, Virginia money line, simple two-legger +106. Really like that one. And I banked that there at BetMGM. And one same game parlay plus a Lundy. I'm going to go with Auburn +3.5 on the alt line. I'm going to take the over in the Auburn matchup, 150.5. That's an all total. And then I'm going to pair with Villanova, but at a shorter line. I'm going to take it down from 9.5, Villanova -3.5. So Auburn +3.5, the over in that game of 150.5. And then the plus side of this is Villanova -3.5, +104 at DraftKings. Creative way to get the plus money. And that's, I think, my entire card. NBA, college basketball, an Olympic random references. I mean, just all kinds of nonsense. That's how we rock. That's how we roll here on the Fade 5 podcast. We're going to be back on Friday, tentatively speaking. I think I'm available on Friday. I think Lundy's available on Friday. We're going to crank out another podcast ahead of a loaded Saturday slate in college hoops. Folks, the NCAA tournament is going to be here very soon. Very soon. So you got to get prepared. You got to get familiar with these squads ahead of potentially winning your office pool. So Lundy and I are going to break down a lot of that stuff and some sprinkling of action and other sports as well. So we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Who's a favorite? Drop us a rating and or review. You can fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. You can check out Lundy at Nate and Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and check out all of our free content. Go to our friends at Betalytics and use promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off a subscription today. They also do projections every single day on college basketball, and I highly encourage you to check it out. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. For the lovely, the talented, and the always gorgeous Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Go, Cowboys! Yeah!